Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
There were two killers.
Luke, that's your daddy.
The robot did it.
Snape was a good guy.
He really wasn't cheating.
They was in purgatory the whole time.
What? Everybody dies.
Verbal Kent is Kaiser Sose.
They killed old Yella.
Oh my god. Everybody in this Tyler Perry movie got AIDS.
Spoiler movie reviews.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod, joined today by a very special co-host for when we, you know, it's that time of the year. Even though the theaters aren't open, it's time for movie award season. And you know, Justin, he loves to come in and review these fine art films for true thespians and lovers of the art. What's going on, Justin?
Oh man, good evening. Good to be here.
Good evening to you too, brother.
I definitely enjoy award season, so we can critique all these shows and tell them how bad they are before they win the award.
Or good. Now, of course, spoiler movie reviews are for people who've either seen the movie and don't, or never gonna see the movie, or just don't care about spoiling, because we do spoil the movie, and today is no exception. Today's movie is Mangrove, which is part of a collection of films called Small Axe, which Steve McQueen is either directed or produced all these films. And Mangrove tells the true story of the Mangrove Nine, who clashed with London police in 1970. The trial that followed was the first judicial acknowledgement of behavior motivated by racial hatred within the Metropolitan Police. Directed by Steve McQueen, written by Alastair Siddons and Steve McQueen, and it stars Sean Parks, Letitia Wright, Malachi Kirby, Roshinda Sandal, and a bunch of white dudes that just look racist. Justin, you know how we do. We talk about what we liked, then we talk about what we didn't like, and then we score from 0 to 5. Give me something you liked about this film.
The actual authentic accents. I was thoroughly impressed. First initially watching this, I thought I was going to be able to crack some jokes, make fun of the actual accents, and I was like, oh wow, so they're just going to keep it authentic.
Now these accents,
I'm not going to understand anything of what they say. Okay.
I didn't pick it up until someone told me later, but I went to college with a bunch of dudes that were from Trinidad and Tobago who were my suite mates, and so I hung around with them long enough to kind of get used to the accents. And so when I first started this, I thought these were terrible Jamaican accents. And I was like, man, these Jamaicans, I can understand everything they're saying. It's like, you know, it's none of this is throwing me off. And then I found out this was actually Trinidad and Tobago. These are Trinidadian accents, which makes way more sense why I was able to understand it completely. I'm like, oh, I'm used to that. And that sing-songy rhythm that they have to the end of their sentences and stuff. It did remind me of those dudes. It wasn't like completely the way they talk, but you know, I could kind of get with it. A thing that worked for me, man, I thought they had some really powerful acting performances. Sean Parks as Frank was dope. I love the writing of how Frank wasn't like trying to be an activist and no shit. Like he really just wanted to like have a little restaurant. And he kind of got thrust into the center of this thing, and the kind of that pivotal scene at the end where it's like, are you gonna go ahead and fight with us, or do you just want to go back to, you know, being a restaurateur and staying out of all this race shit? And that was like, it worked for me because they never sold him as like, you know, Plymouth Rock didn't land on us. You know what I'm saying? So I did like that. What's something else that worked with you for you?
It definitely made me want some authentic West Indian food. I was like, I want like the passion he had for his restaurant and for the food. I wanted some. I was like, now next time I go to an area where it's thick and heavy like that, like I'm making sure I stop and try me some of the food. The other thing I definitely liked about this movie was, when they took the time to really drive home the point that these people were united as a community, mm-hmm. Which we often don't see that in a lot of black films. Like it's usually like something extremely tragic has to happen, and they were united before that, and that was something I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah, there was no like coon or sellout or counter agent. There wasn't even like a black police officer. Like everybody black was pretty much on the same side in this movie, you know. Yep. Even though they had some inner squabbles between like I think Dorcas and his lover, they were having fights the whole time between like her being light skinned and from like living in the UK or whatever, and him being from Trinidad and being like, I could just go back home and all this type of shit, like, you know, that stuff.
Speaking of those two in particular, I don't know if you noticed it, but even her accent, they made it a slightly more British.
Yeah, like, I noticed that.
That's why I said I enjoyed the accents, man, because it was like, yo, I can hear the difference. Like, she's got an English, but like you said, Trinidadian accent, whereas they're just, you could tell it's like, no, they just Trinidadian.
Yeah, a thing I really enjoyed was the racism. like, it was different than American racism. It was fine British upstanding racism. Still racist, but, you know, it was more like, I'm going to hit you with my billy club. I'm gonna say something very rude to you and smile, like when they come, they arrested her son for no reason, beat him up a little bit, and then, you know, let him go when the mom came up there after acting like they didn't know what she was talking about. And then after they, you know, wanted to fight when they were leaving the police station and they got out of there, the police officer was like, anyone for a spot of tea? And I was like, man, British racism different, you know?
Yeah.
It felt less dangerous than our racism here, our American racism, but it still felt very, very racist.
Yeah. I was going to say another thing I liked about this film is it actually drew me in there are a lot of scenes, and I think it's mostly Frank that delivered those scenes. He drew me into the moment, like the passion he was feeling. I was like, yeah. Tell him, that's right, get the fuck out your restaurant. You know what I mean? Like, he really drew me into those scenes.
Yeah, he was they were super passionate. That was a thing, too, with the racism, where, like, their racism was different than ours, because, like, it's like the police was doing the shit to make them mad, and they was, like, standing up. Like you get out of me, Ross, restaurant, you seen, or whatever. Yep. Fuck. And I was like, yo, these motherfuckers is mad as shit, and they not scared to talk the mouth off to the police. Now maybe it's because the police ain't have guns, I don't know, but it was
I saw that they had a bunch of sticks.
Yeah,
but I didn't expect that from a bunch of actors that I had, other than, like you said, Letitia Wright. Like, I was like, okay, it's gonna be her and a bunch of no names and she's gonna carry this film. Yeah. And no, that's not the case at all.
Yeah, she really is more like a side character, even though I did enjoy her performance. You know, mostly because she wasn't talking about virus conspiracies or nothing like that. That was pretty dope. She wasn't promoting any transphobic videos.
Did you think she was gonna slide a Black Panther forever?
Hey, technically she played another Black Panther. So, I mean, if we keeping it 100, she's still kind of typecast, right? But I did like her character, man. And the way the whole, like, you know, story, the way they weave this whole story together. Cause, you know, with it being the Mangrove Nine, I don't know if you watched this movie on, Netflix. I think it's called like the Chicago 7, Chicago 8. Hold on. Maybe it's the Chicago 9. Let me see the Chicago, but, it's this movie on Netflix, the Chicago 7. That's what it is. I was see me giving the white man too much credit. The Chicago 7, where it was like the Chicago 7, where it was kind of like these hippies that got arrested and they did this, and it basically becomes a trial movie like this. So you're really watching a trial play out. And so I thought this was kind of up there with that, where it's like, oh yeah, it's a trial. It's you know, the courtroom scenes, the machinations of the lawyers and sticking together and how you're gonna manipulate it. You know, I thought all the way they weave the story together was good. What else did you like?
That's about it for me.
Okay.
As far as
things, no problem.
I like for this film.
Let's get to dislikes. Give me something you dislike.
man way too long.
I wrote that down too.
I am an attorney now. I feel like I could go to court and win several legal trials. I could defend you if you ever get in trouble. I feel like I know the entire justice system up and down. Way too long.
Now, here's the thing for me, though. I thought it was way too long, but I don't understand anything that happened in the courtroom. Maybe because they got different rules than we got, and I've seen enough ridiculous lawyer shit in the American version that I think I know how a courtroom works, even though it doesn't, because I watch so many like How to Get Away with Murder shits. But with this, I like, they shit was way different. Like, I didn't understand, like, at one point they got to cross-examine the cops, and they wasn't doing it like a courtroom where it's like, you know, like, and I don't know if we were supposed to be like, oh, because this is how you can do it over there, or if we were supposed to be like, oh, because they so authentic and so real, they doing it not the British way. Cause like, it was the part where he was like, did you see the mine or did you not see the mine? And the cop's like, well, I didn't see the man. So how you look through the hole? All the tree, you look through the hole? And he's like, how, and he like makes a, and they laugh at him in the courtroom. The judge doesn't say shit. And then, he's like, I believe a chicken wears a silk suit. Huh? You know what I mean? And these motherfuckers are like, yeah, clapping and shit. I was like, what are the rules to the courtroom?
Well, I think it's the time period too, when they're actually doing it. So too, some of that is I think the most important part was you had to have your wig on and then you could do whatever you want, which is why I thought, I think this was probably the funniest scene when he was like, take that ridiculous hat off. But you got all your attorneys wearing these wigs.
But then they didn't even take the hats off.
I know, they just kind of looked at him like, boy, you don't tell us what to do.
What are the rules? Like, and then we knew, and like, the judge was racist and he was against them, and yet still he wasn't able to enforce any rules to really make them lose. Like, I was like, oh, he just gonna flip the rule. You know how it is, man. I watch a trial for, like, they do this shit all the time. Like, your client can no longer speak. I'm rejecting all the defense's evidence. You know, like, he was like, and then at the end he was like, and it was a great victory, by the way. I'm not taking this away from the British people. But literally, he was at the end, he was like, and I see now there's great deal of animus on both sides. And they was like, I was like, wait, that's the victory?
Both sides, right?
Both. In the spirit of reconciliation, I hope that one day we can all learn to forgive, because both the niggers and the cops have.
Because they racist. Right. These motherfuckers on trial right now are racist.
And meanwhile, the cops did take it as an L. Like, God damn it, what you mean both sides?
Bro, listen, I think there were, because I was really trying to think about, were there funny moments in this movie? Like, was there something to make me chuckle? Because I hated just a sad movie the whole way through. But
I don't think it was really funny. I don't think it was trying to be.
Right, but I... Like, don't give me some levity, right? But they did, like you said, mentioning the size of the hole that the cops had to look through, and them insulting PC Pulley's record. Like, you've been a cop for all this time and you don't got no promotion.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
You still a beat cop. Like, I did like the fact that they was insulting that man. So this was the one time they could get some get back.
Right. They're like, you and Deputy Wishire, you come into the apartment at the same time? He's like, yes, we did. And how come him captain now and you still patrolling man or whatever the fuck? He was like, these fucking niggers. You can see it in his eyes.
He said, I didn't have an education and I struggled.
Yeah.
Like he admitted to being dumb.
Also, it was it's weird watching a racist movie where they don't have an equivalent to nigger over there.
We know they got nigger.
Because you know over here, we like, look, you know that's the big joke in a racist. Like, you know a movie is going for it in America where they let the person say nigger. You like, ooh, they meant that shit. There, I don't know what they would say. They would be like, oh, they meant that shit. Like, their racism was way different. It was like, listen, you blacks, disgust me. I was like, call them niggas.
Call them savages, monkeys, right. Some other stuff. But way too long in the court, man. Just, they really went 6 weeks of field time for the prosecution and 6 weeks for the defense. Like
it was a lot of scene in the courtroom, scene in the room with all nine of them around the table trying to agree, yep. Then scene in the courtroom again and again. And it was a lot. And then like the side stories, like with homeboy who was a Dorcas and his woman, they kind of don't really have enough time. Like there's a point where she starts crying about being pregnant, and I was like, I don't think they dedicated enough time for this moment to hit the way it's supposed to hit. But
yep. They didn't invest in the characters in that way, the nine characters. Like they only invested mostly.
I don't think you have time. And what I was gonna say is, I think they had to make that decision because this could have been a series. This could have been like, because they really didn't have time to do all those people justice. So it felt like a film that was made for people that know this story already. And I think mm-hmm. in America, I take that shit for granted because I know so much shit where I'm like, you can do an episode of a TV show about Tulsa. And I'm like, yeah, I know most of this shit. So I'm already looking like, damn, that was the theater. Oh, damn, that was, I don't know shit about Mangrove. And it's a landmark case that first proved prejudice exists in the police. So, I definitely didn't understand the stakes, really. Another thing I would say that it was two things you say you liked that I was like, I don't really know that I liked them. The first is the food at the restaurant. They should have spent us a little bit more time with the food. Like just a couple extra seconds.
He started with the root, man. What else do you want? He said we start with the root.
Yeah, I need to see the food. It don't take but a little second. You know what I'm saying? You just while they talking at the tables, you just pay it down to their food.
His passion about it, man. His passion is what sold me.
Not the same as seeing it. Not the same as seeing it. I need to see it. I'm a visual person. It's a movie. God damn it, not a podcast.
Listen, if it was too many black people on set, they would have actually had to feed them people.
I'm okay with that. I want my people to get fed. I don't know why you would be against this. So I wanted to see the food, man. I feel like that's an element we kind of missed. I wanted to see some of them roti. You know what I'm saying? That shit make it better mm-hmm. for me. I'm like, oh, so this what we fighting for? Yes, you goddamn right. Y'all gonna have to beat my ass.
They didn't have time to show the food because the cops kept showing up to tear everything up.
Yeah, them cops, I know them cops are supposed to be like, I know that's Dave Burt. I'm not trying to knock them, but but man, them cops was adorable.
They struggled with a 10-year-old kid.
They were struggling with the door. Let us in. Let us in right now, damn it. Listen, you blacks, open the door, damn it. They was coming in there, struggling just to hold people up. Come over here, Frank. He was like, get off of me.
Then he wanted to dumb the menu down. Like, put some eggs.
Yeah.
some cheese or whatever.
You savages. Just a bunch of thieves and ponces, which I think is their version of gay people or something. So look, this is the other thing though. You say you liked it. And I gotta say, didn't like the accents. Now why am I saying it? Is it because I didn't like the accents? No, that's not why I'm saying it, Justin. Why I'm saying it is I was talking to Emil on Facebook, and he's Jamaican, and he said Jamaicans never like accents in the movies, and I assume the same thing goes for Trinidad and Tobago. So I want to sound like I'm sophisticated and well worldly, and so if I don't like any accents, then it make it sound like I'm more authentic than everybody else. You see what I'm saying, Justin? So now just by the nature of me saying the accents weren't good, they were trash, I now become more of a worldly black person than you. So that's how you do it. That's because they don't like none of the accents. Luke Cage is terrible. The Mangrove is terrible. The Lovers Rock is terrible. They just say all the accents are terrible. Dude from Belly is terrible. All the Jamaican accents is terrible. Shabba Ranks is terrible.
What, Jamaican?
Mad Cobra is terrible. Everybody accent is terrible. So I'm just gonna say anytime somebody do an accent in a movie, it's terrible, and therefore I become the realest nigga in the world. So I think that's why I gotta say it's terrible. Anything else?
So
you
what about
like?
My accents on the show? Those terrible now? Like it's just
obviously terrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you uppity Negro.
Karen, you uppity bloke. Karen Southern accent, terrible. I've heard more authentic. not real. What would you, do you have anything else for the negatives?
No, just way too long. It really took the joy out of enjoying this film.
All right. Well, 0 to 5, what would you rate it, buddy?
2. I'm not watching it again.
Whew, not that, the 2. Oh, 2. Man. You know, I mock you for saying 2, but if I'm being real, it was like a 2, maybe a 1.
I'll like, never watch like, this film again, man. I think
I would if it wasn't so long. Or if it was like a series, I think you almost could have made the whole small acts just the mangrove. Cause I felt like at once I didn't know enough about the people, and at the same time I was overwhelmed by how much they tried to show me about these people in such a short time.
To sum it up, it was so much dialogue, and 2 hours and whatever it is are just fucking dialogue, man. Like it's ridiculous. It's like watching Fences, but I don't have a Denzel Washington. I got this dude named Frank, whose real name is Sean Parks, who was good.
Well, it was 2 hours.
I don't know him, so it was harder.
It was 2 hours and 7 minutes. 2 hours and 7 minutes.
Right. Wait, just an hour, man. Just.
You know, actually, bro, you know what? I'm going to change my score. I'm going to change my score to a 3. I'm going to give it a 3. Because I thought the acting performances were good. Like they were good enough to keep me interested in the story. Like I didn't fall asleep on it or nothing. It definitely did feel long in the tooth. It does wear out its welcome for sure. And you do spend so much time in that fucking courtroom. The whole movie could have been just the courtroom scenes. But at the same time, I do think the acting performances was worth it. I would never watch it again though. So I'm gonna go with.
Did you watch Fences again?
Yeah, I watched Fences again. Fences is great.
See, why I would give Fences a 3, but this a 2, one and a half too, because I'm never watching this again ever.
I mean, I might watch it again so I can do the accents. Anyway, let's move into our comments. We got one comment on episode 302, Project Power, which is the last review Justin and I did. Writer Chick says, I just wanted to say thank you for this review. I really enjoyed this movie. I hope to see a sequel, sans Jamie. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your comment, and we hope to see a sequel as well. I didn't have a problem with Jamie, but you know, whatever floats your boat. All right, y'all, we'll be back with another review soon. Peace.
Toodles.